everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my surprise wig delivery, Corey's fantasy football results, the end of Stranger Things, Ashley Tisdale versus her mom group chat, and the new Peppa Pig and Baby Shark collab. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hello-tis. How goes it-is?
It goes it's as good as this. It's fine, to be honest. Well, this morning, I'll tell you the truth. This morning I was working on my Stardew Valley farm, reorganizing, you know, figuring out where I want my fish ponds to be.
Yeah, as one does.
And then I remembered we were recording, and so I kind of had to leave my fish ponds amok.
Damn. What are the fish doing right now?
They're still in the ponds.
Wow.
Laying eggs, I'm sure.
I thought you were about to say Lele Pons.
Lele Pons. What is Lele Pons?
Is that a makeup person?
I think it's kind of an Addison Rae.
What's that lyric that's all, wake up, the table.
What?
That rock song is all,
I don't know.
Wake up, don't you got the dinner on the table?
Oh,
yeah.
Just because you say it again doesn't mean I know it. No, I don't think it rings a bell at all. Wake up, there's got dinner
it's
on
like,
the table.
It's like Limp Bizkit song.
Oh, this is your area of expertise, not mine.
Take a look around.
I don't. Okay, break, I will
break stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I just thought there was a song like that. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's fine. We're gonna be okay.
Me to you about your pond.
Thank you. Well, it's, you know, I like my ponds to be in a certain order. I don't want any color pond to be next to the same color. So like organizing them is kind of, and the flow of my run through my farm in Stardew Valley needs to be quite correct.
Do you think I should give Stardew Valley another go when I move to New York?
Obviously. Yes.
If it's giving cold, if it's giving winter, if it's giving burr, if it's giving shiver.
Yeah.
Then I'll probably need some video games to play in there.
Now's your time. And also there's a new Animal Crossing update.
Yeah, it's coming. Did you get a Switch 2? Did we discuss this?
I did not get a Switch 2. I'm thinking about getting a Switch 2. The only reason I'm thinking about getting a Switch 2 is because apparently the loading times are so much quicker.
Oh,
and
yes.
So like if you play Animal Crossing, if you have people coming to your island, or if you go in and out of buildings, if you open the game.
If you exist while on the island.
If you exist. Yeah, there's a lot of loading time. And I saw a side by side and I'm like, damn, okay, is a Switch 2 worth it for that?
I thought you were no loading refused.
Oh, well, you know, you're right. You're right. I think more games need to eliminate loading time. Pokemon Go, a lot of loading time. For example, I don't need to see all the animations as I'm opening gifts, sending gifts. I don't need to see all the animations as I'm opening.
You can tap through.
And I do.
You speed
and
it up
I do.
A little.
And I do. I don't need the loading of the egg cracking open. I don't need the loading of evolving a Pokemon. It should be poof, evolved.
I saw
poof,
an article online that
hatched.
said if you're doing the like double evolution day, that's actually quicker to start the evolution, kill the app, and reopen it. That can't possibly be true.
That's crazy.
That can't be true.
It depends on what you're running on.
Like,
is your Pokemon Go running on your fridge? Is it running on your phone, your iPad?
I don't know. I think living in New York. Okay, so if you're listening to this, Well, if you're listening to this, I'm in New York. We're recording it my last few days in San Francisco. I'm going to be in New York. I hope there's lots of gyms. I hope there's lots of Pokemon.
There will be.
I hope I'm in a tall building where the internet just pings around, so my character's running around the block hatching eggs nonstop. You know how that happens when you get up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's my future. Get into it.
Well, I saw a device you can put your phone in, and it'll swing your phone back and forth to make it think that you're walking.
I mean, listen.
Girl, get up.
I try not to carry my phone with me when I go from, like, living room to kitchen I really only have a living room and a bedroom and a kitchen, but you know what I mean. But I have found that sometimes when I'm like a inch away from hatching an egg, I found if I do take out the garbage, which is like walking to my backyard, then it will give me the steps.
Okay. Well, I feel like you are going to be
in Pokey heaven. Are you buying the swinging device?
No. Did you? No. I have to draw the line somewhere.
A potato flew around the room?
Well, yes. Oh, my God. You're about to have a new mayor.
He's sworn in. I'm his new resident. I'm his new tenant. He's already there.
No, you're his constituent.
Yes.
You put the tit in constituent.
As you know, the nipples are the eyes of the face.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Speaking of nipples. I don't got anything for that.
I have to
say something.
I got
a package in the mail.
Oh, did you get a package in the mail?
With no note inside. A little scary to open a package with no note inside.
Was there a sender address on the return sender?
There was, but anybody can do that. I needed proof of who it was from.
Wanted a note?
I wanted a little note.
As you saw, that box was pretty full. I couldn't fit a note in there. I'm packing.
Paper is slim. Well, you know what? I have a couple questions. So I opened the package, and 10 wigs.
Do you think it's only 10? I think it was more.
It was 10. Well, I have a concern then, because it was kind of partially opened, the package.
Yeah.
It was not the best taping job, if you ask me.
Yeah, I forgot to take my roll of tape with me to the post office. You know, I'm moving. I have a lot going on. And so I bought one of those little boxes. They sell the boxes in the post office these days nowadays, and they come with tape on the box that you peel off the box and then reseal. I started resealing, and I thought the box had 4 pieces of tape, but then it only had 2. So I was like, oh, fuck my drag.
Well, the truth is, I didn't have to open it to see what was inside. I saw wig hair coming out of it. I thought, oh, God, what is this?
Yes, when I taped it, I did notice some teal bangs peeking out.
Yes, yes. Okay, so Corey has sent me 10 wigs. It could have been more. They could have been misplaced throughout the move.
I can name them by name if you want me to go over the 10.
Oh, they have names?
Yes, and those are all just loners, by the way.
Okay, this is interesting because I noticed one of the wigs that you sent me
was a wig that you sent me.
Was a wig that I sent you.
Yes.
So you don't want that wig. So the wig that I spent good money on, I thought this would look beautiful on Corey.
No.
This, yes.
No.
I thought, okay, that's interesting. And no note, so I don't know if this is him saying, never show me these wigs again, or please hold these wigs for me during this trying time. I don't know what the purpose of this transfer of wigs was.
Here's my thought process. Okay, people know that apartments in New York are smaller than apartments in San Francisco. I have limited space.
No room for wigs?
10 wigs? Did you see how big that box was? The tape was bursting. They couldn't even fit.
And you think I have room for 10 wigs?
Who loves putting on a wig on live? Who loves a wig on live? I thought, who probably has styrofoam heads or a what were those hooks, those 3M hooks that you pull the tape and it doesn't it doesn't ruin your paint. Who has those hanging on a door in their house?
You know, the best way to store a lot of wigs though is
in a box.
Well, sure. Yeah, actually. No, in a shoe holders that you put on the back of a closet door.
Oh. I had one of those. I could have mailed it to you.
It
got donated.
It really is a good way.
Well,
my wig collection has grown by 10. Thank you. Well, so are these permanently in my possession or am I safeguarding them or what?
You'll mail me the gnat one back. The one that's gnatted. The one you gifted me.
Oh, the knitted one.
Gnatted.
The yarn.
Okay, so there was one yarn. Mm-hmm. There were two teals.
A lot of brunette. I'm like, girl, you were trying the realness.
There were identical teals.
a lot of ratty brunette wigs. I thought, girl, what were these from? Just your average everyday work from home looks or what?
Two teal ombre effects.
Yeah.
One red that I don't really know if it was a wig or if it was like underpinning.
Okay.
An old gray. And then the yarn one, so that's like five. And then, yeah, a slew of browns. There was a brand new brown in there that I had got for Halloween this year when I was going to be, what's her head? Abby Lee Miller. When I was going to be, so one of those in there should be styled pretty similarly to Abby Lee Miller's hair.
Okay.
So you should start with that one. I did my work canceled the Halloween costume contest. My work canceled the Christmas party. A lot of cancellations this year. So I didn't get to wear my Abby Lee Miller wig or costume. So I might also want that one back. But
okay.
I thought what fun for us to have when I visit LA and we'll just have wigs and eat ice cream.
Maybe I'll have a take a wig, leave a wig public wig library.
You know I'm a big fan of the Free Little Libraries, and I think one for wigs would be tits.
Oh, okay. Work.
Since we were speaking of nipples.
Hey, did you hear about Ashley Tisdale?
Titsdale. No.
Well,
what's that old tits bag up to?
Not old tits bag. Oh my God. If anybody ever calls me that.
A pretty good drag name.
Old tits bag. Yes. Old tits bag.
Well, you know, we're in this season of the old queens. We're in an old queen, all old queens season of Drag Race.
Right.
Can you dig it?
Well, yes. Ashley Tisdale has broken up.
You think
with
I
her
know.
Toxic. With her toxic mom group.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's crazy that you think I know who she's dating.
Yeah.
That old tits bag.
Stop! She said it was nice to have a little friend group of all moms that could, you know, she thought it was going to be them leaning on each other, or, you know, helping each other. But it turned out to be too high school for her. Well,
kids can have kids. High schoolers can have babies. So that
I
tracks.
Opened a picture of who was in the mom group.
How she put them on blast?
Yes, she put them on blast, and then people dug up a picture of who this old mom group was. Well, Hillary Duff is in the mom group. Megan the Trainer is in the mom group. So whose side are we on? Who do we think is in the right? Who is in the wrong? I'm sorry. I've done a little bit of Googling, and Ashley Tisdale's history is not making her on the right side of my opinion.
So you hate the old tits bag.
I think I side with Megan the Trainer and Hillary Duff.
Megan the Trainor. She's still pooping simultaneously with her husband, you think? She's still married to that spy kid?
I don't know. Not keeping tabs on that.
Dang.
Not keeping tabs on that.
Anything else about her? I have a serious update. I have a serious update that the fans and listeners are clamoring to hear.
Oh. Astley Tisdale. Okay.
Drag name. Good one.
the old what?
Astley Tisdale, the old tits bag.
Tits bag or just tit bag?
Tits.
Tits bag. Okay.
And it's old. Astley it's Tisdale, oldie the old, within, it's an oldie with
the
an
oldie tits bag. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's posts of her being a Zionist. There's posts of her remembering Charlie Kirk. So, I mean, if that was happening in my group chat, bitch, be gone.
You'd be the bully. The bullied becomes the bully.
I'd be Tyler the Trainer on that one. Be gone.
Jordan Sparks sparkles as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for my update? The one that the people have been clamoring for. Do you want to know who won the fantasy football championship
for the
This Might Get Weird podcast fantasy football Facebook group challenge?
Facebook group?
I don't know. I was just stringing words together.
Okay, yeah. What happened in the final game? Was it your kicker? Did the kicker? I heard a lot about a kicker, some kicker.
Who?
A kicker for the someone's, the Ravens, maybe.
I didn't have no
the Baltimore.
Kicker. Well, Baltimore. There we. Why? Did you already listen to This Might Get Weird and you found out the outcome?
No.
Oh. Where did you hear about a Baltimore kicker? And should I hear about it?
So the kicker, and here's the kicker. The kicker missed the kick. Well, he kicked, but the goal didn't go in or whatever. And they lost the game. Whoever this is about, I have no clue. I only saw all this because somebody posted a screenshot of his latest Instagram post, which is an announcement of his engagement. And it has 13,000 hate comments because he lost the game for the team.
Rip.
Bad time to get hate when you post your engagement pic.
Well, there we were. Me versus Mamrie Hart for the championship. The Little Pig Girls, that's my team name, versus the Tightest Ends, that's her name. And I lost.
Ah!
It's true.
Wow.
It's true. But listeners, don't be too sad because I'm in two fantasy football leagues, and in both leagues, I got the place where I got my money back. So it's all a wash. I'm moving. I got to save money.
So you didn't lose money. You didn't make money.
Scared money don't make money, and you know that.
I do know that. Well, when it comes to this, I do play with a little bit of scared money, and I've lost money. Every time I've ever done fantasy football, I've lost money. The money was scared. I was scared. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. The new year does not require a new you. Maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down and what holds you back by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, your motivations, your emotions. And when I think back at the last year of what maybe I've been working on, I know like pressure, the self-imposed pressure or pursuit of perfection or even self-doubt, all these things can really build up over time. And it's something that you might want to think about, something that you might want to look at. And what better way to look at it than with quality therapists? BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms. They've served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. So you can sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I have a serious question. I'm cruising right down my bullet points for this week's episode. You know what I have a bone to pick with? And I think we need to have a serious conversation about this.
What?
You're telling me. I cannot believe these days nowadays people are still buying the like mixed bag of Jelly Bellies. Like, who's eating that? Who's just taking a handful and like getting a little bit of licorice, a little bit of apple, a little bit of popcorn, a little bit of Red Hot, a little bit of passion fruit? All in
what
once?
Are the other options? Isn't this just how this is? Or can you buy a box of all blueberry?
That's what I'm saying. But who in these days nowadays is buying the mixed bag Jelly Belly mixed bag flavors?
Who's buying Jelly Bellies?
They do have like you can buy a tropical mix. You can buy a fucking frozen Elsa bag, and I've done it. Jelly Belly has, this is just, there's 49 flavors in the classic bag. 49 flavors.
Okay.
And I'm just supposed to what? Take a small handful?
Well,
I feel like a crazy person picking through because I'm like, I see the orange. I know I like the orange. And then I have to pick out all the orange.
Honestly, here's what I think you need to start doing. You get them all out and you take out everything bad. Licorice, be gone. Popcorn, be gone. And then you're kind of set. Root beer can go, I guess, yes. But like after that, you're kind of good with a handful of any of it.
Yeah, but that's
if you get rid of the main culprits, then you're fine.
That's what I'm saying. Because they've got shit in there like root beer. They've got stuff like popcorn, bubblegum, strawberry cheesecake. Very cherry, toasted marshmallow, berry blue, green apple, chocolate pudding.
Chocolate.
Like, I ain't trying. Juicy pear, kiwi, lemon drop. Like,
they should just make a fruit mix.
I think buying the bag with 49 flavors in it is like borderline something.
Okay. Well, you don't have to do it.
It stresses me out. So there I was.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
There I was recently at a gathering of people, and there was a snack table with a charcuterie, and it had chips and it had dips and it had jelly beans and it had Reese's peanut butter cups, and you know I like a fruity candy compared to a chocolate candy.
Okay.
But I can't just, I felt
you didn't have the proper lighting to know if you
exactly.
were grabbing
exactly. Is that
licorice or this, that, the
is
other?
Is that toasted marshmallow? I feel like they used to put a diagram. We used to be a civilized country. They used to have a paper that went with it and you could color, coordinate, match. You could figure out what's good. You could study up.
You're right. I would say that there are safe colors. Blue is a safe color. If you just take dark blue, you're good. But yeah. I guess that's only one flavor. Red used to be safe. It's not. You got cinnamon.
Yeah.
Is that cherry or cinnamon? I don't know.
You're telling me.
Is that pear or is that green apple? I don't know. That's right. Fine. It's kind of fine, interchangeable, but like there right. are scarier things happening. Is that popcorn or lemon? I don't know.
And I don't want to actually put two together.
Okay. You're right. So what are we going to do about this?
I'm going to contact my new mayor, Mamdani.
Okay. You think he's got other things he's up to, or is this top of line?
I don't know. What could there possibly need to be fixed in New York? It's the greatest city in the world.
You're right.
They don't even have a rat problem.
You're right. Well, they're about to. By the time y'all are listening, there is a new rat in town.
Baby, hold on. I went and got my haircut today. Last haircut okay. before I move.
Okay.
The lady, I went in. She was all happy New Year. I was all happy New Year. Then she was all, well, actually, the Chinese New Year doesn't start until February. And I said, I've been saying that. So then we got into
it. I've been saying that.
So then we got into a lengthy conversation about Chinese New Year. And she was telling me, are you a year of the rat?
Are you?
Are you? I'm asking you.
I'm year of the snake.
Okay. She was telling me the last few year of a rat ain't good. She was all, remember the last year of the rat? COVID. And I was like, yeah, I remember that. And she was like, remember the year of the rat before that? And I was like, oh, I was like, listen, I'm a millennial. Bad stuff has been happening my whole life. And she was like, financial crisis.
Oh, 2008? 2020? Okay.
Yo, she was just going in on Year of the Rat.
So we need to watch out. Okay, so we have an... If trends follow 2032, we need to be on guard.
Yeah, well, that's... So then I was all telling her. I said, well, good news. I said, well, Year of the Rat, we just had it. Not anytime soon. And she said, we're already halfway to another Year of the Rat.
They just keep coming.
I was Christ. Like, fuck, she's right. We are halfway to the Year of the Rat.
Yeah, well, they sneak up on you.
Well.
I'm ready for the Year of the Horse, you know.
You're saying yay to the Year of the Horse.
Well, yes. Somebody has to.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch Stranger Things?
I did.
No, you did not.
I've watched every episode.
How do we have the same amount of hours in the day? You watch every single TV show. You watch every single TV show. And you have somehow caught more Pokemon than me.
That's because...
what's going on?
That's because...
What secrets... Do you sleep?
I have a timer set on my phone to limit scrolling. Although I don't know if TV is a viable option for non-scrolling. I also read 41 books last year. What did you do?
Right. So what I'm saying is, where does all this time come from? Because if you watch Stranger Things, maybe, that's a big chunk of your life, maybe, is it not? How long was the finale? And it was bad, wasn't it?
Maybe a little less pond remodeling for you.
Oh!
Here's the thing. Okay, you want me to spoil the season ahead?
It's over.
You want me to spoil the season?
Sure, I don't give a fuck. Spoilers ahead.
Here's my two biggest complaints. Actually, I had a few. Is 11 dead? Is she alive? We may never know. What do you think?
My bigger question, is she 20-something? Isn't she supposed to be 10?
They were in high school. In the finale season, they were sophomores in high school.
Was she giving 25?
Oh, it's hard to say because they had her in a disgusting wetsuit for like every episode. And I thought, how much money do you get paid on the show and you couldn't have asked for a better outfit?
Maybe she just wanted an iconic look that could be a Halloween costume.
Baby, everyone's going as the cottage for Halloween this year.
I don't know what that means. The cheese?
meet me at the cottage?
I don't know.
You didn't meet me at the cottage?
What is that?
Did you finish Heated Rivalry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, baby didn't meet me at the cottage.
You know what? I'm going to say something controversial. I kind of got bored.
Whoa, baby. Sorry. Didn't make it to the cottage. I can't believe it.
There's a lot. If I want gay porn, I know exactly how to get there.
Wattpad.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Nifty.org. What I'm saying is, you know, it was a little just, it was just gay shit.
You're saying it's a you know for me, dog.
I mean, maybe I'll finish it. I just, every time it's like the number one thing on my TV, that like the main resume watching, and I'm kind of like, will I ever finish that? I don't know. I never feel like clicking it.
Did you watch Adults? I believe it was on like FX, maybe. I watched it on
Hulu. I did not.
It's giving happy endings meets Broad City.
I do want to watch that, actually.
It's good. I finished the season. This week. I'm way behind though. I think it was like it really aired like I think at the start of last year. I think season two is coming. I really came around to it. I really liked those characters. I really liked it. It's a little tough because one of the characters does read very knockoff Alana from Broad City. But other than that, I think you kind of like get used to it.
I finished I Love LA and I loved it. I know you thought the characters were unlikable, which I'm okay with characters being unlikable. Like, I don't think that really makes me like or dislike a show. And you were not the only one that said that. Like, I saw other people post on their stories like, I didn't like any of the characters. I thought it was funny. I thought the situations were funny. A lot of the dialogue was funny to me.
You loved tee-hee.
I did tee-hee a little bit, and I did.
I'm proud of you.
It very often reminded me of shenanigans that we would get up to, shenanigans that Lisa would deal with, shenanigans that we would have to be...
triggering for me.
I texted Lisa about it, and she was like, same girl. It took me back.
I thought triggering.
A little. I want a season two. I would be happy with the season two.
I think it already got a season two.
Well, then, God bless. Good.
I think I thought I saw that got season two. I think I saw Heated Rivalry got season two. I think Adults got season two.
Oh, well, we are spoiled rotten.
Some of you need a TV show.
Overcompensating?
Yes. Some of you need a TV show tracking app like I have had for years.
Okay. I don't. Well, I don't need that.
Oh, well.
I mean, if I did, maybe I would finish Heated Rivalry, but...
Well, the last thing I wanted to bring up, did you hear about the sickest new remix dropping this year? Two legendary icons coming together to remix one classic song?
No. What?
Literal icons.
Okay.
Think Lady Gaga and Ariana levels.
Okay.
That's right. That's right, folks. Peppa Pig and Baby Shark.
Oh, wow. They're coming for the number one.
Early contender for TikTok's sound of the year. Song of the year.
Maybe. Peppa Pig and Baby Shark. Now, is it Peppa Pig featuring Baby Shark, or is it Baby Shark featuring Peppa Pig?
I think it's Baby Shark featuring Peppa Pig, because I think it's the Baby Shark song.
Okay.
But Peppa Pig has a verse. Peppa Pig is verse.
Peppa Pig is a child. So Peppa Pig. Okay, work. So is it like a rap? Is it like she's singing the chorus? She's doing, it's an extended remix, or is it a redo, a remodel? Is it
First of all, Peppa Pig came out in 2004, which makes Peppa Pig old enough which makes Peppa Pig old enough to drink. So don't try to tell me she's a child just because she plays. This is like what you were saying about Millie Bobbitt Brown. Oh, wait, what's she going by now?
You're right.
Mildred Bonnie Bon Jovi. Bon Jojo.
Yes. So, and not to be confused with Jojo Siwa's new name, Joelle Siwa.
Really?
Yeah, official. Joelle Siwa official.
But we didn't see that coming with our Magic 8 Ball last week.
No, we did not see that coming.
All right. Anything else?
Not really.
I hate to record and run, but I don't know if you've heard, I'm moving to New York.
We heard. Just Drag Race season 18 premiere. Ooh. Do you have a favorite?
Well, so
do you have a right off the bat without looking at Reddit?
Yeah, I had some that tickled my fancy. I really liked Kenya Pleaser. I think I might have commented absolutely on her Instagram post, and she liked it. I thought game recognizes game. I liked Jane Don't quite a bit. I've always mm-hmm. liked the Seattle girls, it seems. I don't know if there's been a Seattle drag queen that I didn't care for. It's so early. There's a lot to figure out. I will say, this is just talking about the first episode. What a treat that first episode was to have it at least not be a talent show, to have it not be a double premiere, to have all 14 queens in one episode. I was like, thank you for listening to the fans. I feel like we've been asking for that for a long time, and I thought it was fine. It didn't feel rushed. I still had a feeling they weren't going to send anybody home, which is fine. But I was so happy with the premiere across the board.
Yeah, I mean, I like double premiere. I like half cast.
I hate it.
Personally, I would rather see, feel like I'm getting more of each person in each episode. But I didn't feel like it was so many queens that anybody got lost. Like this is very much not even close to the highest amount of queens in a single season. So like people got their chance to have a little moment. Everyone had a little chance to get like introduced, which was good. And I felt like it was nice to not have 10 original track talent show.
Yes.
Like I'm a little bit over that. No offense to the queens that do that. It gets a little tired to me.
There you have it.
I am liking Mikey Meeks. I am liking
Mikey Meeks was giving me Jink or Ben de la Creme. Young Ben de la Creme ingenue.
Sure. I like Kenya Pleaser, but I'm hoping that her taste level and abilities are as large as her personality. Yes. It feels like when you get an early glimpse of the narrator of the season, you hope that they're able to live up to, you know, how much they can deliver confessional wise.
Are you here for RuPaul's old queens from Florida's Drag Race?
Yes. Yes, sure.
It's the heroes versus villains.
Sat and seated. And you know what? Cardi B did that.
I was happy with it. Yeah, all in all, I thought.
Filmed before the Nicki Minaj apocalypse. And so, like, to have, I guess, somebody who is... Would you consider Cardi B to be Nicki Minaj's rival or a contemporary or...
I don't pit women against women.
Right. That was a trick question. Well, it was nice to have Cardi come right out and be like celebrating the dolls and celebrating queer culture and speaking from experience and uplifting voices without it feeling like a response to the controversy of Nicki Minaj turning MAGA. It was like this was recorded long before that. And so it felt authentic. It felt genuine. It felt... she is that bitch. She is filling the spot perfectly. If you feel somebody missing in your heart from Nikki being Nikki.
T.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's going to be a long winter of Drag Race. It'll be July and we'll be complaining about All Stars before you know it.
Can't wait. Corey, where can people find you?
In New York.
Oh, wow. The Big Apple.
Vegas, baby.
Yes.
The Big Apple, baby.
Sure.
Can you believe I've been in New York for one whole week and I haven't seen one Big Apple?
Girl, open your damn eyes.
That'll be my shtick for the first week. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, well, if you find the apple, the biggest apple, post on your story the biggest apple you can find this week. For us.
That's a fun scavenger hunt. I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'll do just that.
Thanks.
Where can people find you? Fixing your pond?
Honey, I cannot believe I logged out right before we recorded this. And when I think about the state of my farm right now in shambles, one pond is randomly over there. Pond is randomly over there.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you can find me fixing my ponds.
All right. Goodbye.
Later.